find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Storm prepping, storm damage, Surf Pro Pickens County, South Greenville has the upstate covered with tree removal, water mitigation, roof tarping, board up services, and after storm cleanup for commercial and residential properties. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your home, family, and business. Call 864-855-3993. Surf Pro works with all insurance carriers for stress-free claims process. Again, that's 864-553-993. Call today. Surf Pro like it never happened.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
State at TCU.
So what do you have there?
I took Ohio State. They're a 12.5-point favorite. I can't ignore that.
I couldn't do it. I said TCU you all off season. That? I can't. Look, I'm 10-10.
Points? What are you doing?
I'm 10-10. Yeah. I don't love what TCU is doing.
Are your picks in?
My picks are, well, in theory. In theory, they're
right. Wait a minute.
I know.
I'm giving you advice on the air, and you haven't done your picks yet.
Look.
Boise State at Oklahoma State.
And you had?
Oklahoma State. They're a 2.5-point favorite.
You picked Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
You know all about the fight song.
Yeah,
Curse,
I know about
Ramona.
The song. I know. I didn't want to pick Boise State, but they're 2.5-point favorite. Well,
you've played it 100 times.
But they're a 2.5-point favorite in the Vegas line.
Oh, great. Wonderful. The Vegas line. So since when do we care about that? Vegas lines. Vegas had Boston College winning 5.5 games.
Wait a minute.
Shh. Quiet. Did you, the top 50, didn't reference the top 50?
Not in this case.
Well, you should have, because you would have found Boise State 10. Where is Oklahoma State in my top 50?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah, they're 31.
31.
Team.
All right, so Boise State is 10.
You took Boise State.
Yeah.
Okay. Going on, South Carolina, and all the ships at sea. And if anybody wants to get in and talk, the number is 654-7627. If anybody needs pick advice, that's the number if you want to get in and talk. Should I turn your mic on? Are you ready to speak? What's with that Oklahoma State, Boise State business? You told me to shh. Did you hear that? You told me to shh.
Oh, Lord.
Did you?
Maybe I should let you make the spread picks, too, because
you told me to shh.
Because after dominating Vegas for 20 years on radio, I can't hit a spread pick right now. In part because I'm just trying to pick 10 games. I need to go back to basics. Or maybe just let you make them. Welcome to the all-new Ramona Show.
Yes,
apparently, Ramona Show. You went 8-1.
Hey, I went 8-1, and that's not all of it, okay? According to Kelly, I am number one in the contest.
Yes, you are.
In the contest, not CCP. I'm pretty sure she told me I was number one.
Yeah, you are.
In the contest, the whole shebang.
Oh, man.
Yeah, including those people down at the bottom. Yeah.
Including those people.
How about that? And I'm probably the reason why we went up in the standing, the games. We're now 148-84, and they're 145-87.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
I'm beating everybody. I got 22-7. And everybody else is below that.
That's
awesome.
That is true.
I'm beating Quack by, gosh. Quack's 15-14. I'm 22-7.
I'm beating Quack by... Gosh, she has the distinction so significant. She has to do the math.
Yeah,
And she moved ahead of me.
I'm ahead of everybody.
By a
not
week.
Just you.
Yeah,
not just you.
Yeah, but you're one spot ahead of me.
Not just you.
There were two games last week.
I think you went 6-3.
Yeah,
and I went 8-1.
Yeah, because you hit the Army game over Hawaii.
Yes, I
and
did.
Boise.
It seems to me, I didn't find that clip, but it seems to me that you made fun of that pick also.
I don't think I did make fun of that pick.
I think you made fun of that pick
No,
also.
I didn't.
I know you made fun of the Texas pick. Did I get the Texas pick
No, I didn't
pick
make fun
right?
of the Texas pick. I picked Texas too, Sherlock.
I know, but you were like, Texas sucks.
They
Texas
both suck, yeah.
Making me feel bad about my pick. There you go.
You know
what they say about payback.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, this is one of those weekends where I felt like at least half the things I said were not right. Like, for example.
Like
Boise State and Oklahoma State. That was the worst of them.
Yeah.
I really thought Boise State would win that game and win comfortably. I was not stunned by Oklahoma State on defense because I said that I thought this was the best Oklahoma State defense, but I was stunned with Boise State's lack of physicality. I was stunned with their lack of attention to details. I mean, they had two punts blocked. Their punters moved like three-legged pregnant water buffaloes. I mean, I've never seen punters take so long to get the kicks away. And that clock was just counting. I mean, these guys were just unbelievable. It's taking like 5 seconds to get punts away. And you've got to be fast. You've got to catch it and get rid of it. That's not what they were doing. So Oklahoma State saw that, timed them up before the game, and blocked two punts, which was enormous. But even without the block punts, I couldn't believe Boise State couldn't run the ball. I mean, I was shocked that they could not run the ball, and they hardly tried. And, you know, they got off to a quick lead, and I thought, oh, here we go. And then the rest of that game, they played from behind, and they did not deserve to win. Oklahoma State was the better team, and I did not see that coming. I honestly thought Boise State was an underdog, but I thought you had no chance. I thought they were going to whack Oklahoma State. And honestly, the big doofus who plays quarterback for Oklahoma State, I mean, they turned him into Mike Vick. I mean, guy can't move at all. And Boise State never adjusted to that. It was just stunning to me. Boise State did not look like a well-coached team, hearts and bunch, in that game. So that game, more than any other, I think, surprised me from the weekend. Right. Texas says, who knew Cornelius could run the ball? Exactly. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody move that slowly at the quarterback position. I mean, you talk about your statues. The guy's like 6'6 and 260. And from a start, I mean, you know, it's like the guy has cement shoes on. And yet he still ran at will on Boise State. I did not see that coming at all. I did not. Of all the games this year, the way that game played out surprised me more than any other. Fortune Cookie says, I need some help with my picks, man. Please speak to Ramona. Yes, you may. Yes, you may. I'm going to let her do my picks this week, too. So Ramona passed me by a spot in the standings. I think I'm in second. I may be tied with Will Vandevoort or something.
Yes. In case anybody didn't hear, I'm winning the Carolina Alliance Bank Pick'em contest.
Yes, you are.
Okay, in case I didn't make
that
clear. And
you've not had a bad week yet.
I haven't had a bad week.
I mean, what's the worst week you've had? Like 7-3?
Oh, I went 7-3 the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. So the worst that you've done is 7-3.
And the worst I've done, I think I've been second, and now I'm first. Yeah. Yeah. You know what that means, don't you?
No, what's it mean?
If you're in the Carolina Alliance Bank contest and I'm first, that means you're not first. You. Dev Tula.
Yeah.
Hey. Baddest man alive. Came in second, not first. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I just want to make that clear because I know sometimes you don't listen to me.
Yeah, I actually just knocked my ear.
I know, I saw that. On that. I know, so you can deny that was spoken. Yeah. I know, I got you.
Hey, look, up until now, I've led the contest, but I haven't said a word. Listen to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, let's see, 12 years versus 5 minutes. I think I've earned it. I think I've earned it. Listening to you for 12 years, talking about how great you are. I'll talk about how great I am for 5 minutes.
Oh, man. I didn't know it was going to be this bad. Moving to the Clemson game, fearless leader. Is that okay? Can we move to the?
Oh yeah, you can talk about anything.
Okay,
you want.
I'm glad.
That's
I'm
what
glad.
I tell the callers. Okay. You can talk about anything you want.
You can get in if you want. 654-7627. They're already lining up. Moving to the Clemson game. You know, Kelly and Kwok were on the subject and they were talking to me. Kwok asked me if I thought. He was right about the subject they were discussing right at the end, which was, you know, basically Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence being in the same situation. I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is this. This is it for Kelly Bryant. Trevor Lawrence is the chosen one, the anointed one. He's going to be here 3 years. So he doesn't feel any pressure at all. I mean, it doesn't matter what he does. He's still going to be the guy for the next couple of years. And he's still going to get his chances now because of who he is. Kelly Bryant's clock is ticking. And I think that's what makes those two situations completely different. And to date, I've not seen anything that changes my mind that makes me think Kelly Bryant shouldn't be the quarterback. I think he should. I do not think the two quarterback system has helped the flow of the offense at all. You know, I don't think it's the same as other positions. And I think that's why, historically speaking, it's just not done. I just think Kelly Bryant runs all the elements of the offense better than Trevor Lawrence does at this point. And it's just a time issue. It's having seen it. It's the number of snaps. It's all those things. You know, that game the other day, you've got a couple drives early. Those drives, first of all, on the wide receiver screen, which I think Clemson's running too many of, but on the initial wide receiver screen, that's on Ross. That's not on Bryant. Ross has got to drive that guy off, and he's got to make a play on that ball. I mean, you saw the talent from Ross later, but that's on him. He's got to do a better job there selling it, and he's got to fight for that football. There were two other wide receiver screens that I thought Bryant threw perfectly. One was to Rodgers, and one was to Feaster. But early on in that game, you're going against the wind. You know, and the wind was significant because the opening kickoff from Georgia Southern went like 20 yards to the back of the end zone. And then the second drive, you take the chop block, which, you know, and people talk about chop blocks all the time. Well, you know, you got called for it. And it was a chop block. I mean, guys engaged, and John Simpson went low. And quite honestly, that drive set you, that penalty probably prevented you from scoring on that second drive of the game. But, you know, in terms of the concern about the game itself and people expressing all these issues, I mean, Clemson played everybody. They played everybody on the roster. I mean, you know, TJ Chase was in and Kendrick was in and Jackson Carmen was in and Bockhorst was in. And I mean, Clemson just played like everybody on the roster. So it wasn't a game that Clemson ever felt like they weren't going to win or any of that stuff. It was a game that was used for largely to get guys in and to experiment and to continue to build it for down the road. Clemson's not really playing for now. They're playing for later. And I think that's what you saw with all these different guys in. Now, you do have to wonder at some point if there's a price to be paid based on flow and continuity. Or do you just keep guys healthy by playing a lot of guys and keeping guys engaged and involved? I don't know. We're going to have to see this. We're going to have to see this long term. I do think that opposing defenses are squatting on a lot of these wide receiver routes now, a lot of these wide receiver screens now. And I think you've got to be careful about the number of wide receiver screens that you're throwing. I also think you have to be careful about who you throw them to right now. You want to throw them to more mature bodies. You know, I think you'd rather throw them to a Rodgers or a Feaster or somebody like that than to a Ross right now, even given Ross's talent. You know, they're just technical elements of the execution of it that come into play. And Ross did not do a good job on that first interception. You know, but the defense totally stoned Georgia Southern, really the only thing that Georgia Southern – and listen, that's why Dabo Swinney knows that you know, he can sort of do what he wants in a game like this because, Georgia Southern's just not going to move the ball against that defense. They're just too good. They're too stout. You know, the only real offense that Georgia Southern had all day was the double pass on the Fortune to Kennedy, which I think was – it's in the start of the fourth quarter. I think it was the start of the fourth quarter, if memory serves me right. And I think Georgia Southern's a tough team. It's used to playing a lot of these games. You know, let me tell you something else. You know, Georgia Southern's history, when they go and play teams on this level, is they put up big numbers. They don't win. But, you know, I remember a game they played against Alabama where they rushed for 300 yards on Alabama. Well, that offense didn't rush for anything against Clemson. No, Austin, you couldn't be more wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're watching. You're just making stuff up. No offense. Austin from Landrum. Brian may look more comfortable running the offense, but the entire offense responds better to Lawrence at quarterback. There's just no truth to that. I don't know what the heck you're watching. I mean, did you watch the A&M game? You're going to lose that game. If Trevor Lawrence was the quarterback against A&M, you lose. Period. You lose. You were going to beat Georgia Southern with you at quarterback, Austin. So, I'm sorry, you're just wrong. I don't know how to tell you this. There's just nothing to that. There's nothing to that. It's like you ignore the one real opponent that you played and the outcome of that game and what actually occurred during that game. I mean, we just get to the point of being silly. Trevor Lawrence is a better talent, and down the road, he's going to impact those things. What does that say? Did it say win doesn't impact screen game? Is that what it said? Where did that text go? I can't find it, but I think I saw that somewhere. Well, I'm not sure. No, it doesn't. What impacts it is young players and their failure to execute. And on the intercepted screen pass, that's on Ross. He didn't sell it. He didn't fight for the ball. There's no blocking out there. It was all those things. It was all those things. The other two screens I saw early in the game were from Bryant, were to Feaster and Rogers, and both of them led the receivers and were thrown perfectly. Quick break, Waltip Tula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lines are jammed. I'll come right to you on the phone lines. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, just in case you Florida State people think that you're going to get away on today's show, trust me, you're not. Your time is coming. As I said all last week, worst team in the Atlantic, that Florida State would finish dead last, and we'll talk more about that as well. Quick break. We'll be back.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Ooh-wee, you talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A. ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
For 35 years, Dewey's passion for hunting and their experience has set the standard. They're known for great deals and top brands like Dakota, Cooper and Benelli rifles, Beretta and Kimber firearms, and Night Force and Swarovski scopes. Their pro staff will help you find the right gun at a great price. Whatever you're looking for, shop at Dewey's Pawn, 5900 Augusta Road, a mile and a half off of I-85. Call 422-0072. Buying, selling, and trading guns, gold, and diamonds.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the 5th year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Relax, Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
You've heard heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deftula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deftula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. Austin getting killed on my text line. But look, that's the nature of it. I mean, this is going to go on all year, apparently, and we're just going to have the same conversations over and over and over and over again. And if you feel a certain way, I'm probably not going to change your opinion, and you're definitely not going to change mine. So that's how we are. Again, it's to me, I think both guys are talented. I think one is clearly more experienced. It can run the whole offense. And therefore, I think he gives Clemson the best chance to win right now. And I'd like to see him play more because I think it would help the continuity and the flow of the offense. But whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. I don't know. We shall see moving forward. I know there was a little rumor of this the other day. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. I'm still a little surprised at it. This is from Pro Football Rumors, and they're saying the New England Patriots are nearing a deal to add Josh Gordon. Yes, he of the 11-time drug suspension. The Browns-Patriot trade pipeline might be set to produce its biggest deal yet. The Patriots are discussing a deal for Josh Gordon. And Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reports they are getting close to hammering out an agreement. I have no idea whether you keep him straight for a whole year. I don't know how. Maybe the Patriot culture. I mean, I don't see how his whole life. In all honesty, his whole life he's been dedicated to the weed. That's his dedication. He's dedicated to weed. And I just don't.
I smoke, I grade every day.
Well, John, I'll tell them, say.
I don't care what Babylon says.
Gonna Babylon right now.
I smoke.
Right. And I think the Patriots desperately need him. I also think the Patriots desperately need some defensive talent. I'm going to get to them later in that debacle in Jacksonville and Bill Belichick's total failure and that defensive staff's total failure to adjust to anything that Jacksonville was doing. I'm going to get to all of that. Texter Ray says Ramona still leading the contest. Well, not still leading. She's new to leading. I was leading up until this week, Ray. So let's get it right. Ramona passed me this week. Now, listen. Ramona is playing this exactly how she should play it. And she's going to be hard to beat. She's going to be hard to beat, all you media people. Now I need to worry about beating her. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Robert in here first. Robert, how are you?
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Listen, after three games, I think without a doubt that Georgia and Alabama are heads above anybody else. There's nobody else that can compare with Georgia and Alabama. That
wait a minute. How about Ohio State?
No, I don't think so.
I do.
I think it's Georgia and Alabama. That offensive line for Georgia, I mean, we're not sure. I think they got good running backs, but their offensive line is opening up such big holes that anybody could run through them. Alabama is just good all the way, and they both of them have two good quarterbacks.
No, Alabama doesn't have two good quarterbacks. Alabama has one good quarterback, and they have one guy who's not really a quarterback at all. Look, here's the thing, Robert. I think Alabama still has issues on the back end of that defense, but I don't think they're going to face anybody anytime soon that can test it. I certainly think Ohio State can test it. I don't disagree that Alabama and Georgia are amongst the best teams in the country. I think Clemson is still amongst the best teams in the country. Clemson is not playing for now. They're playing for later. And I also think that Ohio State can play with anybody. And I'm not so sure Oklahoma can't play with everybody. Although, I think that losing Rodney Anderson was a big blow for them.
Well, Alabama and Georgia, the first half, the game was over with. I mean, they just stalled.
Right.
Both cases.
Right. But they're playing a crappy team, too. I mean, it's not like Ole Miss is any elite team. I mean, quite honestly, I'm more impressed with what Ohio State did. Lose Joey Bosa or lose Nick Bosa to injury during the game, lose a couple players to injury, and go down and play a game in TCU's backyard and take care of TCU the way they did. I think that was the most impressive performance of the weekend.
Well, we'll just see. This weekend, Georgia plays Missouri, and Missouri is a high-powered offense.
Yeah, I think Missouri's top receiver was injured in that game last week, and he's the guy who killed Georgia, blew right by him last year. I need to find out whether he's playing this week or not. If he's not playing, I don't think Missouri has much of a chance.
I agree.
Thank you, Robert. You know, again, look, I get the Ramon, for whatever reason, I can't disconnect the call. I get the love of the blowout and how impressive that makes people look. But, the games that impressed me this weekend were LSU winning on the Plains against Auburn and what Ohio State did against TCU. I thought those were the impressive performances. Other than that, I really wasn't impressed with anything. And, you know, in the LSU-Auburn game, first of all, LSU played better than I thought they could. Burrow made some big throws, but there were a couple atrocious pass interference penalties in that game that changed the game. Just atrocious. The pass interference call against Auburn that allowed for LSU to come back was one of the worst calls I've ever seen. I mean, you talk about a phantom pass interference call. And I thought that really set the stage for LSU coming back. Now, Jared Stidham made a couple mistakes that, you know, you just can't make. But that there were a couple pass interference penalties, and I don't like to blame officials, but there were a couple pass interference penalties in that game that absolutely changed the outcome of the game and flipped it to LSU. Now, LSU put themselves in position to win to benefit from the bad calls, and so there was that. Ramon, I'm going to have to try and refresh this because my clock is frozen. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Wolfpack Bill. Bill, how are you?
Hey, Dr. Deptula, thanks for taking my call. If we listen to you, you make us wiser.
Thank you, Bill.
In sports. Yeah. Hey, on the TCU-Ohio State game Saturday night, I'm 71 years old, and I've been watching and playing football most of my life. And there was a play in there, I don't know if you saw it, on the TCU kickoff return. The kid laying in the back in the end zone, and they kicked to the left side of the end zone.
Yeah.
Suddenly he pops up.
Yep.
Ohio State runs to the ball, and they just didn't execute it correctly. It was a forward pass.
Yeah.
But I have never seen that one. That one blew my mind.
Actually, a number of teams have done that in recent years, and surprisingly enough, it almost always works. The kid was worried that the official was blowing his cover, and the play was there. I mean, they had it set up perfectly. I mean, if the ball is thrown backwards, that's a 90-yard touchdown or whatever. Instead, it was just a penalty.
Yeah, it was. You know, I thought I'd seen everything, but I hadn't run across that one. You know, listening to some of the comments, in my mind, Coach Sweeney is the best college football coach in the country. And I expect by the end of the year, Clemson is going to be firing on all cylinders, and they'll be able to hold their own with Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State. But, you know, he's got the talent there, and he's got the coaching staff there, so I think they'll be coming through. And, you know, we play them October 20th, and if we don't find a running game, it's going to be a long day. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, good
but
job.
I was reading some stuff on the web this week on what we're going to do to make up the West Virginia game. And the thing that intrigues me is a home and home with North Carolina. Boy, if we could pull that off, that would be special.
And it'd be it'd be two wins.
This is true. This is true. If you're going in Ramona, you need to pick us if that's the case. But good luck, Walt. I'm sure you'll pull ahead in weeks to come in the contest.
Thank you, Bill.
But always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. You know, if Ramona holds her lead over May and the field, I'm all for it. And so if I think it'd be like the greatest thing ever. And not to mention the fact that it's as you say, you were largely responsible for kicking the WCCP team over the top into the lead. So
that's right. That's what it looks like to me.
Right. That's exactly right. So that's what we're talking about. Hey, listen, hang on in there. Joe, Orange Wright, C. Brown, I'm coming right to all you guys. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Fresh baked yeast rolls. Mm-mm-mm. Fresh baked yeast rolls, Ramona. Grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8 p.m. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse. .net 226-9400 226-9400. It's Carson Steak Warehouse. Get out there and enjoy a big time. You will thank me later. So yes, if you missed it, it was the all new Ramona show at the start of today's open. Led Zeppelin music playing in my open just shoot me in the head. And then in celebration of Ramona. And by the way, she threw in some extra stuff in that open.
Yeah,
she threw in that Boise State, Oklahoma State stuff, unbeknownst to me.
When you said that Friday, I was like, I need to keep that because you tried to make me sound like I was being a complete idiot.
I thought you were. That's the worst part of it.
I said, I'm going to mark where that is.
Yeah.
I'm not letting forget that.
Yeah, so Ramona has taken the lead, the overall lead in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'Em Challenge. I'll tell you something else. These games every week, these are tough. Let me tell you something. When you see these pick 'em contests around the country, you're not getting games like Kelly has given us, all right? You're getting games where at least half the games are like 14-point spreads, and so they're easy wins. We don't have any easy wins. There are no easy wins. Every slate of games every week is like they're pick 'em games, basically. They're all low-spread games, and it's designed to be tough. It's designed to be tough. So for Ramona to be where she is just like unbelievable.
Okay, now don't downplay it.
I'm doing the opposite of downplaying it. I'm giving you, Nancy Drew.
Easy,
I'm giving
Hardy
you
boy.
More credit.
Easy, Hardy boy.
I'm giving you more credit, not less. Joe.
Hurts, don't it? It really does hurt you, doesn't it?
Joe, Orange Wright, and C. Brown as soon as we return. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Fried chicken just like Mama makes. Seafood platters and fresh fried oysters. Not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket. 226-3242, Highway 24 in Anderson.
If your business IT provider can't fix your phones or doesn't work weekends, that's, well, half a... TSA Choice will manage it all 24-7. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
You love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
It's the same story. Your kid has a juice box, and before you know it, the red stain is on your favorite rug. You don't panic because you know Zero Res leaves no residue and gives a like new clean. This month, get three rooms and a free hallway for $119 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Call at 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean, and don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Let me, just a couple quick things about the Clemson game. Etienne. I don't want to hear about any of their backs. I don't want to hear about Choice or Feaster or any of those other backs. I don't want to hear about, we need to get, you need to get Etienne the ball. That's it. You don't need to get anyone else the ball, just Etienne. When he gets too tired, give it to somebody else. Until then, just give it to Etienne. Period. Galloway. Braden Galloway, you know, when we watched this film on the high school recruiting analysis, warned about his rise, said I thought he might play situationally this year, and I think you're seeing it. He is a guy who's going to perhaps even revolutionize the tight end position at Clemson. And you can do a lot of different things with him. You can detach him, and he'll get bigger and stronger. He's a guy that really flashes. Texas is totally agree, Walt. Life will be much easier. And then, I don't care who they're playing, but when you watch Clemson's defensive front, when Lawrence is healthy, like he is now, not like we saw him last year, and when you put him next to Wilkins, I'm not sure anybody in the history of college football has had two guys like that at the same time in the middle. Tennessee once had John Henderson and Albert Haynesworth, and you might say that those two guys were potentially even better, but Albert Haynesworth basically didn't do much at Tennessee at that time. But that might be the best paper pairing that existed prior to this, the pairing of John Henderson and Albert Haynesworth at Tennessee. These two guys, though, when they're healthy, they play hard every play. And, you know, I've talked before about how difficult those guys are to find. And enjoy them now because they'll both be gone next year. It's, in my knowledge of the history of the game, that's the rarest thing ever. Having two guys like that with that type of athleticism who are natural, who came in as natural 300-pounders. I don't mean fat guys. I don't mean, you know, guys you had to put in your strength and conditioning program and build them for 3 years. Guys who were almost ready-made. Well, they were ready-made as soon as they got here. And when you watch those two guys in the middle, I mean, you know, you can double-team them, whatever you want to do. You can't move them. And they're pushing you backwards. It makes it really difficult to run any offense. It's not just they're effective against stopping an option attack. They're effective against stopping everything. And it's of enormous benefit to have two guys like that. I mean, you just watch them game in, game out, snap in, snap out. That's where that whole defense starts. Those two guys. Everything else comes after those two guys. To the Northland, not that that's telling you anything you don't know, but I think it's important to understand how rare it is, how historically rare it is to have two cats like that on one team at the same time in their primes. It's virtually impossible. The whole world looks for those guys. There aren't but one or two of those guys a year, if ever. If ever. There might be one or two of those guys every 10 years, truth be told. To get two of them at the same time is the rarest thing in all of football. To the Northland Communication Phone Lines, Joe Orange Wright C. Brown. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt? So I guess Ramona's the MVP, huh?
Thank you.
By the way, one second, Joe. Texas Mike Patterson and Sean Cody. No, not even close. Sorry. Not even remotely close. Totally. No offense. That's laughable. Those two guys aren't remotely close to these two cats. Joe, Ramona is in first place.
You know, Ramona, if anybody gives you crap, you can be like, well, There's no I in team, but there's I in win. So
that's true. I can
you kind of go with that a little bit.
I can use
but,
that.
But, you know, well, I got to admit, I was a little bit wrong about that Orgeron at LSU.
A little bit?
For them to go, they still lost to Troy last year. So give me a little bit of a break here.
Yeah,
they went into Auburn, and Auburn hasn't lost since 2016, okay? Yeah.
13 games straight.
Yep. I think that's the longest streak in America. I might be wrong on that. But, you know, to win in that environment, that's a tough environment. I mean, not many people go in there and win, and that's a big-time win for them. The question is, you know, what are they going to do against Mississippi State? You know, we'll see. But, I mean, that fourth down throw, I think, by Burrow that set up the field goal, that was a pretty fantastic throw. I didn't see the entire game, but to win in Auburn, that was a tremendous victory for them.
Oh, sure.
And maybe they've turned the corner.
And it was a game that it looked like Auburn had. LSU jumped to a 10-0 lead. Auburn scored 21 straight and appeared to be taking the game over. Stidham with an unforced error interception, and then a couple of those pass interference penalties that were just ridiculous calls that both went against Auburn on each side of the football, I thought were really bad calls. I mean, the pass interference penalty that really set LSU up, the call against Auburn, was one of the worst pass interference penalties I've ever seen. I mean, there was essentially zero contact. I have no idea what they were looking at.
And as far as, like, you know, offensive production, for Ohio State to turn around, I think they were down by 7 and then score 21 points. That's the definition of an elite team. When you can flip a game within like a minute and a half time and score 21 points, I mean, that's elite. But one thing about Alabama, they've scored 50 points in three straight games. Nobody in the history of the SEC has done that. You know, they could be a historically great team as far as the conference goes.
Well, they're historically great offensively, Joe. You know, I warned about this before the year. I said this will be the greatest Alabama offense ever because of Tua Tagovailoa, and you're seeing that. I mean, Alabama has never in their history been this explosive, and it's all because of that guy, a guy that Saban messed around with and acted like he didn't want to play. I mean, the guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I tweeted this earlier. Let me see if I can pull this up quickly. I should say I retweeted this earlier. This was from Saturday Down South. This is the Alabama drives with Tua Tagovailoa through three games. You know, again, he's played a limited amount of the games. Six possessions against Louisville. Here they are. This is Louisville. Touchdown, fumble, touchdown, 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 touchdown. Versus Arkansas State. Touchdown, touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, field goal, touchdown. Versus Ole Miss. Touchdown, fumble, touchdown, 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 missed field goal, touchdown. With Tua Tagovailoa, in 20 possessions, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 touchdowns in 20 possessions under Tua Tagovailoa. 14 touchdowns in 20 possessions.
And to think some of the fan base didn't think he speaks English.
That's true. What are we going to do about the communication problem? That's one of the classic all-time.
Two quick points, and I'll leave you with this. You know, Mississippi State has only had 600-yard games three times in their history, I believe twice under Joe Moorhead. That tells you they got the right guy. And I got to leave you with this ball. How about that North Texas team going to Arkansas and just open up a can on them?
I thought, you know, hey, Joe, you know, I don't know, you heard the pick segment. I had a lot of things wrong, but one I had right, I said that North Texas would beat Arkansas by at least 14 points, probably three touchdowns, and that in fact happened. I thought North Texas I couldn't believe they were getting 7 points. I thought they were clearly the better team. You know, not only did they beat them, they beat their brains in, they played mind games with them. And by the way, Joe, there are 13 teams in the state of Texas. You know how many of them are unbeaten?
I think one.
One, North Texas. Seth
Luttrell. And they'll stay unbeaten, probably.
Yeah, they're really good, and I don't think people understand it yet. The Fighting Mason Fines and Seth Luttrell's.
Well, they had a good barbecue. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Let me get to Orange Wright. Orange Wright, how are you?
Doing great. How you, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Brandon Galloway, I've heard of him as being referred to as Leggett 2.0, but it seems to me at this point in his freshman season, he's ahead of where Leggett was in his freshman season. What do you think?
I agree. I think he is ahead, and that's why I think that when you watch him right now, you want a guy to get really excited about. He's a guy that, I mean, obviously Ross is a freak talent, and Kendrick has incredible ability, and you get all these guys, but one of the ones that excites me most watching him is Galloway.
When I really believe that Clemson is in their glory days. This is the best days of Clemson football right now. And watching Jordan Leggett, I thought we'd never have another tight end like him. And so seeing the coaching staff be able to recruit guys like this and just the level that we're playing at being an elite team. And then I look at programs like Florida State, who just 5 years ago won a national title, was in the first playoff in 2014, and what has the demise of their program, and then other teams like Baylor and their fall. When you look at programs, it's hard to become an elite team, but it's even harder to stay there. Given the leadership and the administration and the coaching staff at Clemson, what's like a legitimate amount of years that we could think that Clemson could remain as an elite team? Is it like 5 or 10 years? And I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, honestly, as long as Dabo Swinney is here and is still desirous of doing this, I just don't see any change or drop-off. I mean, you know, sometimes when guys get older, they get a little tired. Recruiting is still a young man's game. Clemson is when Mickey Plyler was covering recruiting a million years ago, it was something that he talked about frequently, that recruiting was a young man's game, and I think it still is. And, you know, this staff are just gifted recruiters. I think the best recruiters in the country. And as long as they keep up that energy level and as long as Dabo Swinney does, and it's hard to imagine, given who he is, that would change, you know, I just don't see any drop-off. Now, again, so if you ask me right now, do I see a drop in 5 years? No. I mean, obviously things can change. There are things we can't predict, health, other things. But for right now, I mean, I would say 10 years. I mean, maybe more. I don't see a drop coming anytime soon. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Turner's in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. There's no place like Turner's, whether it's the selection of unparalleled selection of diamonds in stock in every price range. You can go there and get whatever you want right now. Mark can show you all the diamonds you want. But how about the Pandora? Turner's has a Pandora store within the store. It's run by two corporally trained Pandora women who know the whole line inside and out. That's Turner's. And now Turner's is proud to offer you the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Right. Pandora in your team colors at Turner's. Enormous selection, lots of tiger paw stuff. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon tiger paw bands. Incredibly cool. It's all at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Go check out the new team colors of Pandora. Lines of Jam, I'm coming to you on the other side.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle for